It's Bill Krakenberger and Rosalie Michaels on the Wisecrack Sports Betting Podcast by WSN.com.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Wisecracks. I'm Rosalie Michaels, and I've got my buddy Bill Krakenberger, or as I like to call him, Crack. How you doing this week, Crack?
Good. Doing well. Getting close to some real sports happening here. So getting psyched, getting pumped.
I know. It feels like it's been like December, right? When you're a kid, it's like Christmas is coming. It's out there. We're almost there. Almost get to open our presents.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a busy time with all these cross sports happening at the same times when, you know, coming into when NFL starts. So hopefully we get everything in as planned and make it a really fun and entertaining and also profitable next 6 months or so.
Keywords profitable right there. You know right. Why? Because I learned from the best. I learned from the crack man. I'm all about my bankroll. So, but let's talk about what we got on tap for everyone today. So it's another week and another sports betting strategy deep dive. Am I right, Crack?
Yes, we are going this week. We have some really good topics, great guests. Every week really is, I can't tell you how much I feel about this show, how every single week giving little tips and little nuggets of information to our viewers and the guests we've had on, it's much better than I can ever expect. It's great.
Yeah, I'm having a good time. So, well, this week we're going to talk about something which, for me, I love the idea of this because I love a bonus in any form, but definitely love a bonus in monetary form. So we're going to be talking these bonuses, right? This is actually something you focus on yourself, right?
Oh, yeah. Big part of my arsenal, especially at the beginning of any season. Absolutely. Okay.
Good. So we're going to talk about the most common kinds of bonuses, how to get them, the best ways to use them, all that good stuff. So, and we're even going to check out some of the actual bonuses that are available right now in different states. So you definitely want to stick around for that. Then we get to our interview this week. I'm really excited about this, Crack. We've got Howie. I just call him Howie. Howie Schwab, right? We get to talk to Howie Schwab. He is an ESPN legend and a sports trivia expert. And if people don't know him, what makes Schwab so special?
Well, to me, he's a friend too. I met him years ago at a charity event, and immediately we exchanged phone numbers. He came out to Vegas. We were hanging out. I met his family. I mean, just really just a great guy, and he's just a loving, caring guy also, but one of the smartest guys I know, obviously. I mean, they gave him his own show on ESPN that's based on sports trivia. Just think about that. So the number one network, and he's on a platform like that with that type of show. There's just so much about it. He's one of my best friends. We talk every single week.
Well, it's interesting because all those ways that you described him is how I hear other people describe you. So it's no wonder that you guys get along so well. So, okay. So then, of course, we go into, after talking to Howie, we get into Crack's pick for this week. And then we'll answer some of the Twitter questions from our viewers. You guys are loving this segment, and we're loving the questions that you're sending to us. So make sure that if you want to get a question to us for next week's show, make sure you tweet at us to at WSN Sports, at Rosalie Michaels, at Bill Crackman. And make sure that you use the hashtag Wisecracks too, so we can make sure that we see your question. I don't want any of them getting lost out there. So, all righty, enough beating around the bush. Let's get to this bonus conversation, shall we, Crack?
Sure, let's do it.
All right, so main strategy discussion today is bonuses, like we said. So I'm sure that most people are already aware there's tons of bonuses out there, like free bets, odds boosts, boosted deposits, tons of different promos and offers you can get your hands on. Bonuses are generally handed out to new members to help sweeten the deal of signing up, but loads of sports books also actually have regular bonuses and promotions to keep existing players happy and engaged too. So if you are somebody that normally goes into a casino and understands some of the benefits you might get from being having a player's card, that's kind of the same sort of thing. But it's got that sports betting edge. So normally in the casinos, you get, you know, buffet vouchers or free nights, or if you are part of the Players Club too, they'll send you stuff in the mail for bonus bets or match bets. So crack, that lots of big bonuses are available in sports betting when you sign up for a new account. So let's start by running through some of the most common bonuses that people can get.
Yeah, sure. Bonuses really can be taken advantage of in many different ways. The sign-up bonuses, the initial sign-up bonuses, really, they're the ones that get you in the door. They're the one that gets you on the list. And when I say the list, the email list, the contact list, you know, then you can actually be, you know, you can work your way up to a VIP with a lot of these sports books too, by the amount of volume you bet. And that sometimes dictates what kind of a bonus you're going to get in the future. So yeah, there's the sign up bonus is definitely usually the most appealing bonus at the beginning, especially this time of the year.
It's the most lucrative, kind of like when you sign up, if you like collect credit card points, right? When you sign up for a credit card, you get that big boost of points initially. And then of course you continue earning points through your spend on the credit card, kind of similar to that, right?
Exactly. That's exactly a good, draws a good parallel to the credit card sign-up bonuses. Yep.
Okay, good. So there's also lots of deposit bonuses where the sportsbook basically matches the money you put into your account. That seems really lucrative. What do you think of those?
Well, they're the best ones, but they don't really do that a lot. I know it's funny, when I used to bet, you know, 25 years ago, the offshore world is where you can only bet in Las Vegas, and then you could bet in the offshore world, you know, different places like Costa Rica or Antigua or Curacao. They used to have full match bonuses. Now, I do see it sometimes, though. It's not to say that I don't see it with these brick and mortar casinos and also the Euro books that have their presence in the United States now. I will see from time to time they'll have a 100% match bonus up to a certain cap. So you have to just check to see and make sure you read the fine print of what actually each book has to take advantage of that promo.
Got it. So that does sound really good. So that's something you definitely want to look out for. If you see something like that, jump on it, right?
Yep, absolutely.
All right. So there's also, I've seen lots of similar bonuses that offer like boosted odds or enhanced odds. Can you explain a little bit about how that works?
Yes. You know, an odds boost, it's funny, today I actually seen some myself that I really liked. I'll get into that in a second. What they'll do is, a lot of the bigger books, I noticed FanDuel, PointsBet, DraftKings, they every day will email their customers. If you opt in for the email, which you should opt in, I know you're going to get, you know, almost blasted every day with an email, but we're here to make money. So they're going to tell you these little nuggets of free money, or, you know, a chance at free money, or even these boost bets, what you're talking about. So yes, a boost is, for example, the one I seen today, Tiger Woods to make the cut at this weekend's golf tournament, which means he has to go on to day 3 and 4. Well, if you were to bet that, normally you have to lay 4.5 to 1. I think this was at FanDuel. You have to lay 4.5 to 1. But however, because they're having a boost offer right now, it's even money. So what that means is, ooh, instead of laying 4.5 to 1, you could just bet 1 to 1, which,
wow,
is great. It has a $50 cap. So the most you can win is $50, but hey, literally they're giving you $50 here just to play for the day. So it's really good.
So is that something that comes in like as a new player, or is that something that goes to all players?
Nope. All players. There's different boosts every week. There's like a dozen of them up there now on FanDuel. I noticed DraftKings too. They have a lot of different boosts. You have to make sure though, don't just think you can jump right in and play the boost. Work out the odds yourself. In other words, sometimes they'll give you a parlay. Team A and Team B normally would pay, obviously, 13 to 5 is the normal parlay odds. However, Team A, Team B, they may give you a 3 to 1 or something. You know, again, it's only capped at $25 or $50. But that's actually the average bet. If you take the average bet of the customer, it's under $100, by the way, nationwide. So these are little boosts you have to take advantage of if the odds work out in your favor. Like the Tiger Woods, I know that it's 4.5 to 1. But I know even the true odds are probably -2.5 to 1. So I know even money is definitely a good bet
and
good to take advantage of.
Nice. I like it. So it sounds like with these things, because you're talking about free money, right? Seems like signing up for multiple accounts, which is something you should be doing anyway to make sure that you have, you know, access to line shopping, which we've talked about before. So it seems like signing up for multiple accounts is a good thing with these bonuses as well, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, that definitely, if you have a bankroll of, you know, X amount, let's just use a bankroll of $2,000.
Okay.
Instead of just putting it in the book that you're sitting in or the sports book in one sports book, you should actually spread it around to 4 different sports books and, yeah, and have 500 in each. And, you know, your $500 in one sports book should equal a larger amount before you start betting even, or, you know, they give you free bets. So obviously there's free bets involved. So your first, it's always your first bet too. Let me get into that also. So your first bet is normally the bonus of whatever it may be from that sports book. You have to make sure you know. So you want to take advantage. You don't want to have a place that has a $500 free bet and then not realizing that your first bet is only $100. Well, then you're only going to get a $100 bonus or rebate instead of the $500. It's normally your first bet. Just read the fine print. Make sure your first bet is the free bet.
Okay, so this is a really key point then, because I'm thinking that if I deposit $500 into an account, I get a $500 match. Let's just use that as an example. Your first bet has to be from that free portion of your,
yes,
and so, it's all or nothing then.
Well, right now, a lot of the books, because we're getting ready to start up football, basketball, baseball. So right now they're offering free bets. Make sure you know that your first bet is the free bet. So,
okay.
And what I'm saying is, let's say you, some places I know they have like $100. So let's say they have a $100 free bet. So you go in there and you're going to bet $100 on something. And if you lose, they reimburse you. If you don't lose, obviously they don't reimburse you. You won the bet. So that's considered a free bet. But make sure you bet the whole $100. Don't bet $25 on something because that's considered your first bet. Then you'll only get a $25 reimbursement. Just think about it.
That's
key. Of course you want to bet the full $100. You have a free shot at $100. Why take a free shot at $25 when you can get a free shot at a full $100?
So I think that's such a good tip, because I wouldn't have known that. I would have thought, hey, I've just doubled my bankroll, and I would have played it wrong. So I'm glad you give that. Are there any other fine print that people need to know about with these bonuses?
Definitely read the fine print. And, you know, sometimes let's go back to what you first said, because I don't realize sometimes, because I'm so schooled in this. Mm-hmm. So I have to realize that our public is these are new guys. These mm-hmm. are new people, new to sports betting. And, it's just, I have to realize that and realize that they might not know that first bet is the free bet. So it's in the fine print. Please don't just sign up money and start firing, getting so excited. You know, the endorphins are going so much when people want to gamble. They don't tend to look at these type of things. And, you know, it's amazing how many people I know. Me, sharp guy, Bill Krakenberger, the people that I know that once they get to Vegas, they become blinded by the neon.
Yeah.
Now, these are guys that don't even take my advice. They don't care. They're ready to roll. They're ready to have a cold beer and start drinking and partying and gambling. And it's like, really, like I said, the neon blinds them. So
yeah, they're Vegas babying.
You're in this to make money, though. You have to take advantage of these sign-up bonuses and sign-up offers. And now's a good time to actually go into WSN. I actually, when I go on the site, I could see all the different sign-up offers that the different jurisdictions, the different states have. So it's good to see all those different options available to you just clicking on the different links on WSN. Also, I noticed something this morning that I liked.
Oh.
When you're on WSN, you can click on that offer and you can click on the actual sports book. Let's say DraftKings. You click on DraftKings. It opens up, But now there's, I mean, it's a full page of all different rules, regulations that DraftKings has and how the bonus offers, work. But also, more importantly, the deposits and withdrawals. You never see that anywhere. Sometimes it's pretty hard to find that on a site. So yeah. WSN is very open about that in their articles or on their these sites like this. I love that I could find out about depositing and withdrawing money before I even go into that sports book. And it's important too, because I get really upset at a lot of these Euro companies that are not up to date with our, I don't want to say skill set, but listen, we're gamblers. A lot of these guys have college educations with fancy degrees on the wall. They don't even gamble, but they're making rules for the sports books they work at. Listen, gamblers are finicky. They want their money. They want their money. So when I want to withdraw, don't put me through hoops and all these different things just to withdraw my money. I recently withdrew money from a Jersey app. I figured I wasn't going to be there for months. I went to go withdraw my money. I'm so frustrated. I'm getting ready to blast them on Twitter right now. They made me give you a utility bill, copy of my license, and now they want a copy of my checkbook, my voided check. Listen, guys. I'll tell you right now, for these Euro guys that are with the fancy degrees, listen, people want to touch their money. After the games are over here in Vegas and like in Atlantic City, they go to the counter, they put their money up, they get their ticket back and their money. You have to overcome that by offering them these bonuses, getting them to sign up to your app. When they're going to withdraw their money, they don't want any problems. So
no, don't mess with my money, man.
It's something you don't want to mess with. You don't want to mess with people's money. Like I said, they're used to touching it right after the game. Not going to happen on these apps. I understand it's going to take a little more of a drawn out process. Don't stall when you go to – I hate the stall tactic. I'm cynical. I'm sorry. East Coast guy.
No, I hear you. I think most people –
stalling me, asking me for different things for withdrawals, you're actually going to alienate your customers in the end.
Yeah, especially don't they make it really easy to deposit?
Of course. Of course they do. Of course they do.
Yeah, I agree with you there. That's frustrating. Well, you know, you talked about WSN and they have a great blog too about sports betting bonuses and promotions in the U.S. for 2020. I think this might be what you're talking about, where it talks about the top sportsbook bonuses right now and the top DFS bonuses right now, the top horse betting bonuses right now. So it's great to see all of that in front of you. And really, again, you're kind of shopping them against each other. Although, according to you, you just pick up all of them that are of interest to you, right?
You know, Rosalie, you bring up a great point about I seen on California on WSN this morning. I'm like, California?
Wow.
What sports books are there? So I clicked on it. You're right. It's horse books and it's some fantasy stuff also. So when I clicked on the state of California, it popped up. And I think one of their, I don't know what company it was, but one gives you $300 in free bets for betting horses. So I'll just be real blunt. Everyone should take advantage of that. Even if you don't bet horses and even if you just open your account, obviously they want you to stay long-term, but I have $300 shot at making thousands of dollars for free just by signing up and depositing $300 into this horse betting app. So
let me ask you this. So horse racing. So that $300, it's okay. So you could put in
300 in free bets.
Yeah. In free bet. Right. So it's only, you bet that whole 300 on one horse.
You could, and you probably should. And you probably should bet it on something that's you don't want to really bet on a long shot.
Well, bet on a favorite.
Yeah, it's the benefit. It's a free $300. So you have a better chance of winning on one of the favorites than you do with the long shots. But your better ROI is probably a long shot. So it depends on what your bankroll is.
I thought it was pretty
interesting. You know, I'm pretty tough on horse racing, though. They take so much more out of the pool than a standard bet on sports, a sports bet, a straight bet, being about around less than a 5% house edge, where you know, bet on an exacta or a trifecta, you're talking 25% edge in horse racing. So some straight bets, depending on where they're at, though, could be lower than 20%. And I'll just tell you, like I said, I'm tough on horse racing. I've seen some stuff since this pandemic, since horse racing was one of the only things that is available to bet on. So I have seen some stuff with horse racing that I'm a little bit more, I'm not going to be so critical. If you're on the inside and know some good stuff, some good tips on horse racing with some good handicappers, you have a better chance of bringing that household down. But then again, we're talking about bonuses and the bonus section of the WSN. I noticed the California thing. Yeah. I think it was whatever company it was, $300 free. I'm actually going to do it myself.
So. Well, yeah, I mean, that's that because you can just deposit, just bet that bet and come back out if you wanted, right?
You could. They don't want you to do that.
No, but of course not. They're hoping you're going to get hooked, right?
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. You could, you know what? I shouldn't say they don't want you to do that. They're going to get your email. They're going to get your information. So they're going to have your email to start emailing you and blasting out stuff. So, but they want you as a long-term customer. And I was just surprised to see what I seen on the horse racing thing. But in California, also, there's a lot of fantasy, some free fantasy things there going on. Eventually, California will get it. We're just going to wait. All the states are going to get it. We're going to have nationwide sports betting here in the next few years.
Hopefully. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for it to come to Arizona, man. I'm waiting. I'm ready. I've got my bankroll ready, crack. I'm getting all the good knowledge before I get started. All right. So now, you know, we see a lot of people getting into sports betting because they're home. They're not working as much because of the pandemic, right? So are there better bonuses right now because of all these people coming into the industry?
Yes, there are. But you know what? It's not only the people that are home. It's actually because we have some new sports starting up. So we're going to be starting baseball again here in the next week or so. We're going to be having NBA under the bubble in Orlando. And next thing you know, we'll be into football. So these companies have giant marketing budgets to make sure they get all the customers they can, acquire all the customers they can for this season. So yes, right now is probably the best bonuses you're going to find. You know, even more so, usually it's the NFL where they really want to say, hey, the NFL season's starting. Everyone loves NFL. But they have not made any money. They have been bleeding money for months. So they're really ready to sign some people up. So right now, I notice my email every day full of different offers from different online sports books and these Euro sports books that have invaded the states.
Got it. So somebody new can just go to WSN and find all the different books and figure out which ones they need to get that email communication with. And then, of course, at the site at WSN.com, they can see those bonuses right in front of them, too.
Right.
So what states, is there a difference between like states that have better bonuses than others?
You know, that's a good question. I think they're all kind of the same because I checked on WSN, actually, and I said, I noticed the same bonus was in Colorado, let's say, that is in New Jersey. It's the same exact bonus. So I think it's the same marketing for company-wide. And but, you know, sometimes there may be some state or some regional bias towards a bonus. So just check it, you know, check it out.
Check it. Well, I guess this kind of goes to the same thing then. So we're looking more at the individual sports books themselves. Are there certain sports books that tend to give better bonuses than some of the other ones?
Yes, there are. Okay. I noticed today too, there's some sports books that, you know, give you $50 and then there's some that give you a $500 free bet. Like I think it was DraftKings, would give you five, which is a great sign up right now, actually. And then I noticed like, I know that PointsBet out there in New Jersey and they're in Indiana, they're in some other states now. PointsBet's giving you two $500 free bets.
Wow.
So you get $1,000. You deposit $1,000, you get two $500 free bets right now. Also, they have a great bonus structure right now. The bonus is not only the free sign up, but they have no juice on their NBA. So the first 8 games of the season, there's no juice on. You know, instead of laying 110 to 100, it's zero. So everyone, you have to make sure you check out each of these books, what they have. I only found that out. It was on Twitter. So just, find that stuff out and take advantage of these promos. They're just as important as winning the game. It's like winning a game. So it might be more important even.
Yeah. I love that because you talked about, since we learned earlier, or I learned earlier, is that with that bonus that the sports book is giving you, you have to use it all at once. I love that that particular one broke it up into two. So you can make two bets off of it. That's fantastic. All right. So you told us a little bit about, you know, some of the ones that have caught your eye already. Before we wrap up the strategy session this week, I want to know, are there any other secrets that you can share about how to get the most out of bonuses so that we can be ready to go?
Make sure you opt in. And that means make sure you, I know one sports book that you have to opt in for any bonuses and stuff. Right in the beginning when you sign up, make sure you have the little toggle that's on that you opt in for the bonuses. And a lot of people like to keep their gambling private. So they want to keep no email, no contact. I understand, but you're not going to get those big offers. So make sure you really want to opt in, and maybe you want to open up another email address just for that particular sports book or this actual subject of sports betting.
Yeah, that's a really good tip, because I think most of us, especially when we're signing up for things or signing up for websites, we often automatically click the opt out, right? Who wants more emails? But with this is emails that helps your bankroll.
Exactly. Yep. All good right. Stuff.
Good stuff. I love it. Love talking about bonuses. Very, very good. Okay. So for more information on bonuses, of course, you know, check out WSN.com. We told you all the great information that's there. You can see all the bonuses in your state and read in-depth reviews of all the best legal apps. Very, very important. And I want to give a shout out to Crack sports betting app, Crack Wins. Get more information, because as sports starts up, you definitely want to make sure you have the best information. Sports are coming back, and Crack Wins is ready to roll. MLB starts next week, NBA right behind it. So you want to sign up now to take advantage of all the early opportunities in the market and get the best odds on Crack Wins future bets before the season starts. Right, Crack?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had another good golf week last week, going 3-1. And we have some golf matchups there now. Of course, now baseball starting up. NBA totals, I've been on fire, over 62% this whole season.
Yeah.
And it's just been unbelievable. So,
and
yeah,
it's
make sure
back.
You download the app. Download the app, or just go to the crackwins.com site. Thanks.
Yeah, it's like having an expert in your pocket. I love it. So, all right. So, great strategy session. Loved it. But now we get into our interview. And our interview this week is fantastic. Howard Schwab is a legendary sports trivia expert. He's been all over ESPN for a very long time. He's a legend there. And he had his own sports trivia show on that network called Stump the Schwab, which I'm very excited to talk to him about. And we had a blast talking to him earlier today. So, let's check out that conversation. Welcome to the show, Howie. I know you're a busy man. Thank you so much for spending a little time with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, great to be with you. I'm really excited. It's, you know, right now there are not that many sports going on, so talking sports is still a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, and you've been on the inside of pro sports in the media for a really long time. We spoke a little bit about your kind of resume earlier. But what's your take on how the industry and larger sports community is being impacted right now by the pandemic?
Well, it's very difficult for sports fans, knowing that you have no baseball, no basketball, no hockey, questions about football coming around. Right now we have UFC, we have boxing, we have a little tennis, we have a little golf, we have golf. But not very much. And I know people are getting excited about the possibility of football. Mm-hmm. And thank God Tom Brady signing with the Bucks took our minds off of things for a little while. If you're a diehard sports fan and all you want to do is watch sports, it's a challenge at night now. Mm-hmm. Right now we should be in the middle of the baseball season. It should be exciting. Watch Mike Trout. Watch this one. Watch that one. Root for your favorite team. See how Cole would have done with the Yankees.
Sure.
But right now, you don't have that, so it's a challenge.
Yeah, you know, Howie, you have touched on some good points there, and I also have a question that's kind of similar from a stats point. How different do you think 2020 is going to be for pro sports? Do you think it's going to be, you know, these shortened seasons probably going to affect some people and stuff? What do you think?
Definitely an asterisk around a number of sports. I mean, a 60-game baseball season is unheard of. You think about hockey. Well, I think it's going to be fascinating to see how the hockey and basketball playoffs go, because after so much time away from your ice or your court, I mean, getting back together, how much have these guys stayed in shape? Are they really prepared? And then you have some teams losing players either due to COVID or to the fact they want to back away and they're concerned.
Yeah.
So, and then there's another factor, and that's players coming back from injuries. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have a Ben Simmons, for example. That's a big deal for the Sixers. You have some other hockey players coming back. I mean, you have guys who were supposed to be out for the season. Now, all of a sudden, they're coming back. That could be a huge difference for some of these teams. But I think the hockey playoffs are going to be really fascinating, because you had some teams that played well down the stretch, then stopped, and now have to come back. And we have to see how they respond. You have some older teams that getting that break probably helped them. I've heard people say LeBron James is going to be even stronger now that he had a few months off and he got to rest and got to heal up. It's a long season normally. Now coming back, it's going to be a short season, and then the playoffs. It's going to be pretty wild.
Yeah, that's a, if only they knew back then, right, that an injury was not going to end the season for them technically when it comes to it. It's really, really intriguing to me. Now, you're a statistician, and you were ESPN's first statistician, right?
First researcher, yes.
Yeah, I appreciate that so much as a fantasy football analyst.
First full-time researcher, yes.
First full-time researcher, got it. I always say I'm all about the research in fantasy football, right? You got to know those stats. You got to look at the opportunity and the targets. And so tell me what your thoughts are. Is sports betting and everything that goes into it interesting to you from the stat point of view?
Well, I tell you what, it's going to be fascinating, the idea that you're only got two preseason football games, if you do have two preseason football games, because that may go away. Who knows? Who knows if the regular season is going to start on time? I think if you're trying to judge things, and college football now, where you've had a couple of conferences say no non-conference games.
Yeah.
So how are you going to judge a Notre Dame, for example, which right now has 8 games on their schedule? They're going to probably add a couple more ACC or MAC or whatever to adjust it. But I think there are so many questions out there. Let's start with college football. You have a number of teams who've already been plagued by the COVID, between Clemson and LSU and Texas and Kansas State and on and on. So you don't know how they're going to be able to react. Second, I question college football in general, because let's say you have a team with 70 players on the roster. Well, if you distance by 6 feet, okay, and let's say your defense is on the field. So let's say you have 50 players times 6 feet, 300 feet. It's a pretty long sideline. It's going to be a challenge. And then the idea of playing without fans or playing with very few fans. And then the idea that you're going to try to put a few fans in, you have to distance them. And I kind of am wondering why we're doing this. But the answer is very simple. Money. TV networks need the product. Football fans are diehard fans, Alabama, LSU, whatever, name it. I mean, college football fans are a breed of their own.
Yeah.
And they want their season. And there's, unfortunately, people out there who say, don't wear a mask. This is all a hoax. This is all crazy. I'm sorry, I disagree. It's not. When you lose over 130,000 people in America, you have to take this seriously. And as a person who has some health issues, I wear a mask everywhere, and I take it very seriously. Yeah. I distance. I've eaten out a few times, but I've curtailed a lot of things. And as a sports fan, there are some serious questions going on because now when you start the NBA over and they're in the bubble in Orlando, what happens when four or five or six players have it? Then all of a sudden there's a panic, and who knows? I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. I'm glad that we've gotten a few things back. The UFC seems to do it right. Boxing's done it right. World Team Tennis is going. I know Billy's a big fan of the New York Empire.
Right.
did you have them the other day? They lost in doubles in the last.
No, I'm staying away from that. I'm staying away from UFC. You see my rant on Twitter.
I know.
I normally don't do that. Nothing usually gets, there's no emotion involved when I do, but I was very upset at what I seen on UFC the other night. I actually tagged Dana White and in one of my tweets, which I normally never do. I was happy to see him go on the post press conference, as I said earlier, and actually say, yes, our judging is terrible. So hopefully that can improve. Howie, I want to ask you, I see in the background there, one of your Emmys, and I've been to your place there, and I didn't realize you said you had three of them. What did you get Emmys? What were your Emmys? How did you get them? How did you obtain them? Well, I know they were at like, ESPN a lot of years,
they
right?
They were team Emmys, basically. Two for SportsCenter and one for Outside the Lines. And I was very proud that we had so many great people over at ESPN working on shows and working on things. And we were very happy when we won. And it was a while ago, but I have a lot to be proud of with that.
How long were you there? How long were you at ESPN?
I was there 26 years at ESPN.
And when you first started out, you were in research, is that right? You were their guy that behind?
I was doing research for college football first, and then college basketball. And I was hired full time and was involved in research, was involved in shows. I was involved with Stump the Schwab. That was fun. I was involved with the ESPN The Weekend and the ESPY Awards and all sorts of things, and had a good time.
So that stat background that you have, because I'm into the research, I'm into the stats, but my retention of the stats over long periods of time, I go from one NFL season to the next and I forget all about the previous one. How do you hold on to that knowledge so that you can host a show, be the star of a show like Stump the Schwab?
Well, back then I was really intensely involved with stats and with sports. These days I'm still very much involved, but probably not at the same level of intensity. Living here in Florida, got remarried, and my wife is wonderful, and life changes a little bit. So I'm still involved working with Dick Vitale in college basketball. In fact, we're involved in a book project that's coming out in the next few weeks called The Lost Season, talking about 2020 and the pandemic and how the Final Four disappeared and what would have had. Dick actually, Dick Weiss and I put together an NCAA tournament and picked every game and got to the Final Four and who we thought would have won the tournament. I can't tell you who won because
you got to read the book, right?
Buy the book. Yeah.
Got to read the book. Like, you know, did you take, because always there's like a Cinderella story of the tournament, right? Can you tell us who your Cinderella story was?
In the tournament?
Yeah.
Let's see. Seton Hall.
Seton Hall was the Hall. Cinderella story. Cinderella.
Oh, Seton Hall. Miles Powell had a great year and Kevin Willard did a good job. And I'll say Seton Hall.
Seton Hall. Cool. I love it. Love it. Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead, Crack. Okay. Sorry.
Well, I was going to get right into, I'm doing my own little Stump the Schwab segment.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know, I've noticed
Stump
more and
the
more.
Billy.
That's right. I've noticed more and more these teams that are added to the betting rotation. I have to admit, I have no idea. Sometimes I really don't even know which state these teams are in. So I want to
tell you what, Billy, it helps the colleges. It helps these smaller conferences get publicity because people are interested now in some of these schools. I know I live near Florida Atlantic and I follow them and enjoy the games. And I know they're on the board.
Oh, yeah. They're a betting team. There has been some really little schools, or maybe they're not little. Maybe they just haven't reached the pinnacle of success in the betting realm. So I'm going to give you some team names, or some maybe the name of the team or the town they're in, and I want you to see if you can get these states right. This is my attempt to stump the Schwab. Are you ready?
All right. Going to put me under
the
gun.
By the way,
some
of these I don't know. I definitely don't know. Definitely. Let's give you the first one here. Kennesaw. Am I pronouncing it right?
Kennesaw State's easy. They're in Georgia.
All right. That's an easy one. I got to get some harder ones. Lipscomb's
also easy because they've been an NCAA tournament team. They're in Tennessee.
All right. This might be easy for you then, too. Wofford.
Also a team that's been competitive for the NCAA. They're in South Carolina.
I'm getting to the hard ones. Don't worry here. Lamar.
Lamar is in Texas. Lamar years ago was really good. They have not been in college basketball nearly as good in the last few years. But
here comes a tough one. I do not know this one. Bryant.
Bryant, I know because Tim O'Shea used to be the coach, who used to be at BC. Okay. They're in Rhode Island.
All right. You're going to probably know is close to your home back in the day. Sacred Heart.
Old home, where I used to live. They were in your Connecticut.
All right. Radford.
Radford is in Virginia.
Virginia's right.
All right.
Hampton. Oh, that's pretty simple. And it's right.
Hampton's also in Virginia.
All right. Here is one. I have no idea. This is kind of a school. I have no idea. I don't know if I'm even going to pronounce it right. Incarnate Word.
Only became a Division I school a few years ago, but they're in Texas.
Wow. Right. I think you failed in the stump the Schwab there, Craig.
Wait, I got one more. Last one. This is a team I've actually bet on a lot. Okay. Longwood.
Longwood's also in Virginia. They one year they were terrible. One year they were one of the worst teams in America. But they've all come back and gotten better. But they're in Virginia.
I'm going to leave it to Rosalie
here. It's my turn. I actually have two questions for you. One, because I read that you are a Y&R junkie. I used to watch it with my mom all the time. So it's not a sports-related one in the first one, but I'm giving this one to you. So who was Kay Chancellor's maid's name on The Young and the Restless?
Oh, my God. Kay Chancellor.
Did I stump him?
She may stump me. You couldn't ask me a Victor Newman question?
I could.
You ask me a Jack Abbott question? Kay Chancellor. Oh, wow. I'm going to be so mad at myself because I should know this. Catherine Chancellor.
Yeah.
Was the mother of... Oh, God. Okay, just tell me. I'm going to blow it.
Catherine Chancellor's maid was Esther.
Oh, maid. I thought you said maiden name. No. Oh, no, I know who Esther is. Exactly who Esther is. In fact, that actress has been on the show for 30 years.
Forever. Oh. She's also a big poker
player. I thought you said maiden name. I'm sorry, maid. Oh, no, I know.
That was my fault.
Actually, I would have gotten that. Valentine was the last name.
Valentine, you are correct. Nice job. Wow.
I thought you said maiden name, not maid. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Right. Okay, give me the other one.
Here's the sports one. All right.
Give me more Young and the Restless.
Oh, more Young and the Restless. All right.
The late Christoph St. John. He was great.
Yeah. That was, what was his character's name?
Billy's sitting there going, what? What's he talking about?
My mother watched this religiously, this show.
I remember you told me that, yes.
Yeah, I used to watch it with my mom, too.
Okay, so. I'll give you one.
All right, give me
one. What's the name of the theme song on Young and the Restless?
Oh, gosh. I don't remember.
It was Nadia's theme.
Nadia's.
By Barry Dvorzon, I think the guy was.
This is going to sound crazy. I think I know. Is it a piano at the beginning?
Yes.
Right.
I know, we're out of control.
Let's get him the sports one.
All right, here comes the sports one. All right, I feel like I shouldn't even ask this. I know you're going to get it. But Who nearly set the record for the longest fumble return in Super Bowl history, but fumbled just before he would have scored a touchdown in Super Bowl 27?
That would be a Dallas Cowboy named Leon Lett.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct. Wow. I was at that Super Bowl, and I remember we were all, everybody on the Cowboys was scoring that day. Everybody. So, of course, Leon.
Oh, yeah. No, it was not a close game. Yes.
All right. So, okay, hold on. Follow-up question.
Thank you for a layup.
Who knocked it out of his hand?
Don Beebe, I think.
Wow.
He's That's good, perfect. Man.
No,
He's
we
good.
Couldn't stump. Yeah, even the maid question, he didn't hear the right thing. I didn't hear it myself. So, we can't
he
stump.
He knew the last now. Name, though, once I said Esther.
Oh, yeah. That goes to show you. The guy knows the last name. Well, Howie, it's so great to have you on, and I want to know what you're involved in now. So tell us all what you're doing right now. What's your latest venture you're involved in?
Well, I'm really excited. Today we were starting taping for the WinQuick app, WINQUIK app. And what it is, it's going to be a variety of trivia contests, a variety of subjects. Brian Baldinger, the former NFL player and NFL Network host, and I are going to be doing sports trivia. Josh Dobbs, the quarterback of the Jaguars who played at University of Tennessee, is going to do outer space trivia. We have a chef, Jordan Andino, doing food and wine trivia. We have a few other ones. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh,
people
wow.
can sign up for free, awesome. Download the app. Play on iOS, play on Android, play on the computer.
When's the book coming out?
So far, I've written 800 trivia questions.
Oh, cool. And when's the book coming out with Vital?
Dick Vital? Vital's book, The Lost Season, Dick Vital, Dick Weiss, and I, in the next couple of weeks.
I say Vital. So it's actually, is it you and Vital that actually are involved in the book, all three of you together?
Yes, all three of us are involved in the
Triple
book.
Effort.
And, it was a great project to work on. We really worked hard on this, and we had a lot of fun doing research and info and opinions, and I think people will like it. It's not a long read. It's about 200 pages or so.
Well, great. And thank you. And thank you for your introduction to Dick also when we were out here, and
yep.
I got a little shot there on SportsCenter myself, and you introduced me to Dick, so that was nice. Good timing.
The other thing that's great about Billy is Dick donates the proceeds for the book to the V Foundation to help cancer research for children. And right now it's so important because Dick's gala, which he raises a lot of money, unfortunately is probably going to be canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It got moved to September, and there's talk it's going to be canceled, unfortunately. But Dick is an incredible ambassador. A really caring person. He lives and breathes for these kids. He's a true family man, and he's just great with this stuff.
What's the name of his foundation? What's the name of his?
Well, he has the Dickie V Gala for the V Foundation.
Okay. The V Foundation, I was at the first one in Cary, North Carolina. That's the first time I met Dick Vitale. He was playing some tennis. But my brother and I, he sat down at our table and talked for 15 minutes. What a great guy, and what a great cause, charitable effort. And, I'm all for that. That's great.
Yeah.
Well,
great stuff.
Where can we find the book?
Well, the best way to go is DickVitaleOnline.com. He's selling it online. There's also a link on ESPN.com on his Dick Vitale page. And, there's going to be more information on how to get it as well through the publisher. And Amazon, I think, is doing it too. So
this was great. This was really great, Howie. I like to close with one of Dick's great sayings. This was awesome, baby.
Very nice.
That was pretty good. That was dead on. Really
it was
good.
Nice to have you on. We really appreciate it. Right, Rosalie?
Great to be with you both.
Yeah, absolutely, Howie. I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. Howie Schwab, you can find him on Twitter at Howie Schwab. So be sure to follow him and see what he's up to. It's a pleasure to finally meet you. I've heard so much about you.
Thank you. My pleasure. I really enjoyed it. Billy, always great to be with you, my
Thank
man.
Thank you, Howie. Appreciate it.
Well, that was fantastic. So much fun. Big thanks to Howie Schwab for coming on. Really appreciate it. These guest interviews have been so much fun. And if you guys have missed any, you can always check out our previous episodes on the WSN Sports YouTube channel. So make sure you see them there. We've had a lot of fun with all of our guests. And on that note, don't forget to subscribe to our channel so you don't miss any future guests, because we've got some really good ones lined up. All right, Crack, it's pick time. Okay, but before we get into the pick for this week, I know you have something you want to talk about from last week's UFC pick, right?
Yes, the UFC is in kind of some disarray, and even Dana White even went on to the post-fight press conference, and he kind of ripped apart the judging, too. The judging's terrible. So I'm putting very serious money on this UFC fight. I was on these UFC. Put it this way. I bet two different fights last week, this past weekend, and both fights, when you look at the live odds, was minus – one was minus 2-1 after the last round was over. And the other one was minus 9-1 at FanDuel during the last round. So you'd have to lay 9-1 live. And both of those fights, the judges gave the other fighter. I mean, it just – it can't happen. It can't happen. This
so
UFC
– poorly, huh?
Yeah, this UFC is the judging so bad. Either there's gross incompetence going on there.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't want to say anything's fixed or anything. I don't want to say there's any – but it would tend to make you think, especially if you're a little bit cynical. It's bad. I'm not putting any serious money on UFC fights going forward unless I see a difference.
Yeah. Is it becoming more like WWE? Is it more about the entertainment factor than the actual true sports factor?
I don't know if it's gotten there yet, but it certainly does feel that way.
So, yeah, as opposed to some of the other sports, right, with UFC, anything that's judged is going to have more subjectivity to it than opposed to traditional sports where you score the points, you score the points. There's not as much leeway. So, all right, speaking of scoring the points, let's get to your pick. Your pick this week, and I heard a little birdie told me I'm going to like it. So, what do you have for the viewers this week?
Well, we're gonna go to the NFL, and I'm gonna use an NFL future. Yeah, so I'm hoping we get all the games in, because when you tie up your money for the whole season, the last thing you want to do is get a refund because it's a shortened season or something went on.
Yeah.
So I don't recommend people to bet a lot of money on this because of that factor. We don't know what's going on with the COVID and the pandemic, so we're hoping we get a full season of NFL in. So, but I do like, and I've seen around town here, the Chicago Bears under 8.5 wins. Now, I checked a dozen sports books. I found two different ones under 8.5 minus $1.40 you have to lay, but I've seen some under eights. So even if you go under the 8 wins, at least you push if they go 8-8, which they did last season. So I like the under for the Bears. Yeah. And I have some reasons too.
Is it
last year that
they can't score any points?
yeah, right. But last year the 2019 Bears, they actually started the season 3-1, so they came out a little bit on fire, and then they proceeded to lose and their next four games, and they never really gained back the momentum that they had finishing, like I said, finishing 8-8 on the season.
Yeah,
the franchise really seems to have no real confidence, and three of the biggest factors really is the quarterback, the head coach, I'll even say the GM. So the quarterback is Trubisky.
No, it's Foles now.
Oh, okay. Well,
Foles,
Okay.
Yeah.
I know Foles has joined, but Trubisky, I'm sorry, is in his last year, I should say, of his contract, his rookie contract. And they've not shown he really hasn't shown the GM what they hoped for. It paid him a lot of money. So I do know that lack of confidence definitely showed last year from him, and they picked up ex-Super Bowl champ Nick Foles. So I do know that, and I'm sure it's going to be, hey, listen, who knows? Maybe Trubisky does something in the offseason that he's going to, he wants to get that starting role back or just show that he's worth something for his next contract. So, we'll see what happens. They gave away a couple of their picks. you know, to the Raiders. They want they gave away a couple of the first and third pick, I believe it was, in the draft as a result of the Khalil Mack trade, which great player from the University of Buffalo. What a great player the Raiders picked up in their first round pick there. And he's gone already. He's on the Bears. So,
yeah.
Anyway, I don't think he has – I really don't think that just a one man can carry the whole team. They were 8-8 last year. They gave this guy – they gave him like $160 million, a lot of money. They gave him. He's a great, great defensive player. But we're going to see what's going to happen here.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. The bonus, the strength of the Bears is always that defense. And we'll see. I'm assuming it's going to be Nick Foles, which I think is an upgrade at QB. I don't see how Trubisky can beat out Foles in the in the quarterback competition going into the year when you have, like you said, a Super Bowl MVP on your roster. You kind of got to start him at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, similar to the Patriots with Cam Newton. I would think he's the starting quarterback. They got him over there to win. So yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely.
We'll see what happens.
Now have the choice between Jarrett Stidham and Cam Newton. Which way are you going to go? You're definitely going to go Cam Newton, right? Even if he's not the Cam Newton of old, still better than a Jarrett Stidham choice. So love the choice. I think you're right. I think the Bears do go under 8 wins. That's a tough division too. Let's not forget. So that which they actually play each of those teams twice. So, all right. So any other things before we get into our Twitter questions, anything else that's coming up got your attention?
That's really it. I try to give one a week on here and we're going to have a better grasp on that once football starts. Of course, we'll be able to give out a pick on the weekend for when we film our pod midweek. So we'll have a current pick every week for something happening that weekend. Right now, we can't do that because there's nothing going on the weekend except for like golf. So
there's some F1. Do you ever do F1?
No, I don't do that. When I bet,
because you bet on Hamilton and Mercedes, right?
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm looking really to have something that my guys and my team has a grasp on, and we don't do it.
Maybe I can help you with the F1 stuff. I'm into it. I'm really? Definitely okay. into it. Oh yeah. Yeah, I like the F1. It's my second love next to the NFL.
Wow.
All right. So let's get into our Twitter questions because I know a lot of you guys out there have been asking lots of questions. We love it. We love it. Before we get into the Twitter questions, though, just piggybacking a little bit on that crack pick, you don't forget the Crack Wins app, too. You can get more if it's not in our pick of the week here on Wisecracks with the Crack Wins app. You can get it there, too. All right, so Twitter questions from our viewers. And if you didn't get your Twitter question in this week, make sure you get it in for next week at WSN Sports, at Rosalie Michaels, or at Bill Crackman, and we will do our best to answer them. You ready, Crack?
Yep, let's roll.
All right, from Danny Dimes. Do you flat bet mostly or have a unit scale you prefer?
You know, at this point in my career, I can't call it flat betting because I bet a percentage of bankroll, but I recommend everyone else to flat bet. I try to get as much down as I can because thank God I have the bankroll to support that. And I know it's not even going to be equal to 2%. So I try to get as much down as I can for the most part. Some things I'll just bet, you know, maybe $1,000 or $2,000, but for the most part, I'm trying to bet, you know, a lot. It's college sports and stuff like NBA totals. I'm trying to bet. You know, 10,000, large amounts of five figures. So, but yes, I do recommend flat betting that 2% of your bankroll for you, Danny, and anyone else that all the people out there for sure.
Okay. So when he's saying flat bet, he means just like a solid, this is 2% every time.
It's so you're going to bet if your bankroll is $1,000, you're going to bet $20. I mean,
okay,
a lot, but. You have to do that to stick to that to make money. So on everything.
Okay. Got it. Good question, Danny. Thank you so much. All right. Jake Wins Bet says, are there any events you wish you could find lines on at a reputable book, but can't? Example, like minor league sports.
Well, I wish we had like Mexican baseball because I had great info in the past on Mexican. It's probably hard to believe people, the viewers, and maybe even you, Rosalie. I mean, of course, you should be saying like Mexican baseball.
Yeah.
But I wish more of them would book Mexican baseball. I had some great information on that. And even college baseball, a lot of the sports books don't book it. And my team and I have had some really good years betting college baseball. Unfortunately, these things always seem to disappear more and more after guys like us beat the book.
And that's what happens, right? It's just not profitable. So
yep.
They take it off the schedule, right?
Yep.
So, all right, let's great question, Jake. Thank you so much. All right. Pixlab Inc. VIP. Sorry. What are your thoughts on some of the sports books not giving the listed pitcher option for this year's MLB?
Ooh, it's a new rule. Yeah. A new rule this year. So, very interesting that it's just going to be action. And I'll probably be doing some of my, I like doing some, you know, normally I like to bet early in the week when, or like even overnight games in baseball. Well, this year it's a little bit different. So you may want to bet, if you're betting serious money, you may want to bet closer to game time to know, get a grasp on who the listed pitchers are.
Oh, all right. So that's what that means for those of us that are newer. So they're saying they're not giving the listed pitcher who's supposed to pitch that game before the game starts. Is that what?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. It's an action wager, correct?
So, wow.
Yeah. So that would hurt you if you're betting -3 to 1 on the Yankees, and you think you're getting one of the top pitchers, and then next thing you know they sub someone in there that's only a 150 favorite. So
yeah,
you just have to know, especially betting favorites, be careful.
That seems some key information that you'd want to know before betting baseball, right? All right.
It doesn't, you know what though, Rosalie, let's expand on that.
Okay. Listen,
it doesn't really, most of the time who's listed is going to go, but once a week or twice a week, or, you know, you will get a pitching change last minute. So especially maybe during this pandemic, you don't know what's happening. So you have to really get a grasp on what you know what you're betting, know the pitchers you're betting, and knowing that, you know, what you're doing, you're laying this type of money on something that's going to have action no matter what.
And so maybe you're looking more at the pitching rotation as a whole,
maybe,
as opposed to just a single pitcher. Okay. So that whoever comes up, you're going to be all right. All right. So here's we got two more for you. So Alan B asks, what percentage of your yearly winning comes from football and what percentage comes from college bowl games? Good two-part question.
It'll fluctuate year to year, but normally I'm betting more on games in the beginning of college football than I am towards the end of the season when the bookmakers have a better grasp on what the teams have done all year and the lines are. I'm looking to establish those edges normally in any sport earlier in the season. But I'll still bet bowl games and I'll still have the bowl. And I've had bowl seasons that have been great. So, it's a good question. I'll make the bets earlier in the season, and hopefully they're more profitable than when it comes to actually bowl games and bowl bets.
Okay, got it. So, all right, Bulldog Hand, another two-part question. Everybody wants to get all the knowledge, Crack. When was Crack's best winning season and worst losing season, and how do you handle a losing season?
Fantastic question, Bulldog. And I have been lucky enough to never had a losing year ever betting sports. I never had a losing quarter betting sports. You have losing months, losing weeks, of course. And I had a streak here where I didn't have a losing month. In May of last year, I had a losing month and I didn't go until February and have a losing month. So June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January. I went like literally 9 months, and I really had a good run. Maybe more than that even. I had a good run of winning seasons. So, however, I have had losing months, and that doesn't seem to depress me or anything. It's normal. It's going to come with the territory. You have to know to have proper bankroll management and proper skill sets in place, and one of that is temperament. You cannot be chasing your bets because you're losing or getting upset. And, you know, so I handle it the way I handle everything else, you know, no matter what, at the end of the night, during a losing month, I'm still going to go out and have a steak dinner.
Like, yeah. It's just like if you play blackjack, right? You just follow the rules. It's going to go up, it's going to go down, but hopefully if you stick to your strategy, you come out on top, right?
That's it. Long-term goals, long-term.
Crack, I just got one more in. I think it's important because this is Over Under Girl. Over Under Girl is fantastic. She's such a great supporter of the show and great info and knowledge from her as well. And she says, Bill Crackman, seriously, when do you think we will ever get to enjoy sitting in a sports book, enjoying a game again? Now, that could be to you. That could be to everybody.
Sure, sure. Well, you know, people sometimes think because of the articles they're reading and the Twitter negativity and stuff on that Vegas is not open to watch a football game or you know, watch it. It won't be open to watch a football game. Right away, the sports books are all open and they're going to have their seats in there. They're going to be socially distanced, I'm sure. They're going to have 6 feet in between the chairs or the booths or the great couches. We had Jay Cornegay on a few weeks ago, and that place is the best place to watch a game. So it's really
they got
cool.
All the new TVs and stuff.
Oh, they have spent all those millions, Jay said. So, it's cool. Right now you're going to be able to come here when the baseball starts in a week or so and hang out and watch the games. And we're going to try to go back to a sense of normality, if that's a word. it's still. I understand it's not what it was last football season. There's going to be spaced out chairs and stuff. It's not going to be yelling and screaming as much as it was. And then, you know, you're going to be a little more observant and maybe cognizant of what's going on around you and stuff, but it's going on. We're out here in Vegas. You can still watch games.
So short-term adjustment, and then maybe we'll get back to the full, like you said, throwing beer and screaming and yelling. So, which is my favorite part of sports. So, well, we chatted a lot today, Crack.
We did.
We got a lot in there. So I want to thank you guys for joining us once again. Of course, don't forget to subscribe to WSN on YouTube so that you can join us next week for another sports betting strategy deep dive. You're not going to want to miss it. We're going to have another special guest and, of course, more picks and plays from the Crackman. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at WSN Sports, @Rosalie Michaels, and @Bill Crackman. We look forward to talking to you there.